First, though, another miner who worked in the Sago mine in West Virginia has committed suicide. John Bonney died last Saturday. He was 63. It is the second suicide of a Sago miner in recent weeks. Neither man was blamed in the explosion that killed 12 miners last January. Still, they were both working at the mine that day. Earlier, I spoke with Emily Corio. She's a reporter for West Virginia Public Radio in Morgantown, West Virginia. She began by telling me about John Bonney.
He was a fire boss, which is basically an examiner, a person who goes into the mine before crews go in to do the mining and make sure that everything is safe and in order. The other man was William Chisholm, and he was a dispatcher at Sago, and he monitored the CO, the carbon monoxide levels at the mine from his desk as a dispatcher.
And were they at all suspected of having not done what they should have done and maybe have contributed at all to the explosion and to the failed rescue attempt?
Well, John Bonney, as a fire boss, 5 days before the Sago explosion, he had noticed higher levels of methane near the sealed-off area where the explosion is believed to have occurred. And he reported this to his supervisor, and newspaper reports say that his supervisor dismissed this as not being a problem. The actual day of the Sago explosion, Bonney was working on water pumps, pumping water out of the mine, so he was not a fire boss doing an examination on the day of the Sago explosion, as far as I can tell. Now, the other gentleman, William Chisholm, was a dispatcher that morning, so he was monitoring the CO levels inside the mine. And, again, according to newspaper reports, Chisholm noticed high levels of carbon monoxide about 20 minutes before the blast. And so there has been some reports that, you know, could he have notified the miners about this higher level of methane to get them out of the mine before the explosion had occurred. That has been a question that's been raised.
What have friends and family members said about the two men in the months after the explosion? Did they blame themselves at all? Were they angry at the investigators? What were they saying and thinking?
I can't speak for exactly what the friends and families of these two men were saying specifically, but I think in general I can say that people in this community are still deeply affected by what's happened, and a lot of the media attention has left this area and focused on other stories, but these people are still suffering from trying to deal with the loss of 12 coworkers, but also friends. This is a small community where people know each other, people know each other's families, and so I can just imagine to have to go back to work somewhere where 12 of your coworkers and probably friends have died and wondering, you know, could I have done something to stop that? It just must be an enormous weight to bear.
And has there been any counseling for the workers at the Sago mine?
The company itself that owns Sago, International Coal Group, has offered counseling to the people who were affected by Sago. And the state of West Virginia is also in the process of offering counseling. I think that these two deaths have really shaken the state and shown them that the people in this community are still living with what happened in January every day, and they need help getting through it.
Emily Corio is a reporter for West Virginia Public Radio in Morgantown, West Virginia. Emily, thank you.
You're welcome.